Welcome back to another episode of Footballing with Ben Roethlisberger. My name is Spence, and I am joined here, as always, with two-time Super Bowl champion. You know him. We love him. Ben Roethlisberger.
Sorry. I'm trying to put on a happy face.
I feel like it was anticlimactic.
I just got back from basketball practice, and I'm still angry at the fourth graders.
Is that like the what is it, kicking and screaming?
Yes, like, no, there's like an impromptu practice tonight, national championship game. I'm like, don't we know the college football's on? And I went there, I asked the kids, I'm like, hey, who are we rooting for tonight? They're like, what us?
We're rooting for
it. I'm like, you guys don't like watch college football? What do y'all watch? Like lacrosse? Like rug? What are we doing? So we're here at halftime of the national championship game, the Bulldogs versus the Horned Frogs, not the Bullfrogs.
Bullfrogs versus the Bulldogs would have been way cooler, dude.
So anyway, if you catch me looking up a lot, I have seen none of the first half. So nothing changes. I'm always looking at the screen. But anyway, anyway, we're here.
The way that this game is going, I don't think we need to see any of the second half. I think
38 to 7 at halftime.
Yeah, we turned this on and realized this game was over.
Yeah, so let's do this. It's a late one. We're gonna have a little repeat of last week.
Yes,
quick. Where it's gonna be relatively quick. We get to the point. We hit on a couple things. Hit a couple of beers, hit on the game, hit on some exciting news, and we move on.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of last week, I think it is.
Are we outside, by the way? You look like you're awful bundled up cold. Like, what's going on?
I'm a little guy.
You're chilly?
I don't have that. No, I'm not chilly.
Okay.
This is just, this is comfortable for me. Okay, you have that beautiful beard there. You know what I'm saying? You're a normal size, big dude. I mean, they don't call you normal Ben. You're Big Ben.
Okay. Well, I'm just making sure you're not cold. But
I'm just a little guy.
Get you a blanket or something. You guys can't see. He's got a blanket on his legs.
What are the blanket options? Let's not rule these out.
Like,
do we have chinchilla? What is it?
All right.
No, but you'd mentioned last week, and I think it is definitely worth noting. We were watching the Cincinnati and Buffalo game last week, and obviously the world saw the tragic event that took place with DeMar Hamlin. And we watched that take place. Mm-hmm. Towards the very end of our taping of this show. So we did not know what was going on because we don't have the audio on to the games we're watching, obviously, because we're recording this. All we saw is that it was progressively getting worse and worse. And praise God that sitting here today, we just got news. I think you just told me that he's actually on his way back to Buffalo.
I think he just got back. I think I heard he just got back to Buffalo today. You know, what an answer to prayer.
Yes.
Because I know hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people were praying for him.
Yes.
And God answers prayers. And I'm not sure if that young man was a Christian or believed in God or his family does, but if they didn't, I'm sure they do, or I hope they do now. And hopefully some other people can believe in the power of prayer because that's what it was that brought him out of that and got him through that incredibly scary situation. Because like you said, we watched the game, we saw the hit, but we had no real clue because we couldn't hear anything.
Zero.
And you know, when we wrapped the show up, we kind of turned it on, and Ashley came downstairs like, "Are you guys seeing this?" And we're like, "Well, we're seeing it, but we can't hear it." And she's like, "Turn the sound on." And we realized the severity and how scary it was. You know, I've been on that field when something scary happens. You know, that's the same field Ryan Shazier got hurt on.
Oh wow!
And obviously, we knew very different, but still very scary. I you know, to see Ryan out there not being able to move really, you know, it stirs you, it shakes you, you know, but you knew he was breathing, you knew he was alive, and you're just like, okay, he's going to go to the hospital, everything, he'll be okay.
They'll figure it out.
Something's going to be okay. Yeah. I can't imagine in my wildest dreams to be on a football field and see CPR happen to one of my brothers. Mm. I mean, I've never seen anyone give CPR in real life either. I'm sure that's got to be traumatized, but to see it happen to one of your brothers, that's why I think it turns so, like, in the AED. I mean, we talked about the same episode. That same episode, we talked about first responders.
Yeah,
kudos to the first responders and the people that are there that saved that young man's life. The training staff, all that. But to have that happen in front of you, you could just see the emotion on the Bills and Bengals' faces. I read that those two teams were the ones that canceled the game, not the NFL, which is crazy. But
I'm not even going to ask you. I'm going to say, what kind of week you want to have after this? Because
we can't get fined by the NFL.
They can't find me. I didn't even play. Fine me.
but anyway, we don't want to turn. I mean, we are just so thankful that God answered the prayers to send that young man back to Buffalo. Getting healthy, getting stronger. Thank you, Lord, for that.
Yes. Goodness. Yeah. I mean, honestly, like it was a beautiful, sight to see the community rally around this man and his family. The Buffalo Bills, the NFL, the Bills Mafia. I mean,
it's
the world, Pittsburgh, yeah. You know, like, yeah, it was
Rocks.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I didn't even know. I didn't know he was from the Rocks, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew he went to Pitt, crazy. But I didn't realize he was from the Rocks. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's obviously a devastating thing that happened. I think sitting here, the outcome, like we mentioned, like it's beautiful to be able to say, praise God for his faithfulness. Praise God for the saints that are vigilant in praying. Yes, you know what I mean? Because that's, sure. I saw Josh Allen, you know, say that. And it was beautiful to watch him talk about. He's like, you know, it was spiritual, man. Mm-hmm. God's real.
And we prayed, my family, we prayed for that young man and his family numerous nights. So I know that there are a lot of people that did that, and it is special.
Yeah. Well, Damar, we're happy you're healthy, brother. Yes. We continue to pray for continued healing and restoration as you're getting that journey. It is nice to see football happening again and the way that they honored him. And a lot has happened in the past week in football, yeah. Man. I mean, I know the Steelers had just played, so we're sitting here on what's today? Monday.
Yeah, I think so.
It's Monday. We're sitting here on Monday. The Steelers had just played yesterday and had a great.
Did I call it?
I mean, it's as if you've done it before.
It's as if I knew something about playing the Browns. Yes,
and so I want to get into that because there's plenty there to talk about. But before we do, since this will be a relatively short episode, let's jump into our first beer.
Okay.
All right, and then we'll jump into some football because I think there's plenty there to talk about, and I'm curious for the future. I had a lot of conversations after the game, during the game with people based upon what we saw, but let's jump into this first beer. I thought today... would be fun to do an unboxing.
Oh,
yes. Yeah, so we
Christmas morning.
So last week we had people, we drank all beers that people had sent in. Mm-hmm. Right. But typically they send them over to Creekside. Creekside. What up? Yep. And then we'll go pick them up.
Mm-hmm. And because you can do that at Creekside because
yes.
They've got great service.
Oh, not only do they have good service, just a good atmosphere.
Good people. Yes. Creekside. Thank you, Creekside.
Yeah. So, I figured I usually get the joy of opening the box mm-hmm. and then I'll like give you the notes or whatever. I thought it'd be cool if you did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like so Christmas morning?
Like Christmas morning. So this is the first Christmas beer.
Morning with beer.
This is a good one, first one. I cut the stuff open okay. So it would be easier on
camera. Have you seen it?
I know what this is. Okay. I didn't read anything okay, that's on it. Okay. Okay. So this is the first one and I'll let you... Here you go, bub.
Do we know it's fragile?
Yeah, it's fragile. It's French. It's not from France. That one particular isn't. But you let us know what we're about to jump into, who it's from, and
Okay, at least I can open it. Ben and Spence.
That's us.
It's not a stout. It's not a stout. It's a black ale. They're trying to help me out when it looks bad. It's not a stout. It's a black ale. They're different.
Mm-hmm.
Side note. Goldings is a popular English hop. Enjoy, Dave.
Goldings. Is that a clue to what we're about to
walk Goldings. Into? What did I say? Golding? Goldings? Well, Goldings is a popular English. Okay. So Dave Warwick is the founding brewmaster from Three Notched Brewing Company in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Okay.
They have a sweet logo with three axes on them.
Nice.
It's really sweet. So Dave Warwick.
Hey, what's better than one axe?
Sweet. Three axes.
Three of them.
All right, Dave.
All right, Dave. That is pretty cool. Charlottesville, Virginia. A little
four pack here.
A little four pack? Hey, that looks familiar.
Don't you? Oh, look at this.
Look at this. We got beer cam today.
All right, so am I putting the beer cam on it?
We'll read it up for us.
Looks like the, look, just I'm going to put it here first. Look at the bumblebee. Black and Golding's Black Ale. That's Great your, Knots Brewing Company.
It's your favorite uniform, Doug.
That's sweet. We look so awful in these uniforms. Fans, as you comment on this, will you please at the bottom put whether you liked or disliked the Bumblebees, and if you want, you can say, like, what is your favorite uniform? Maybe the white regular, the black regular. Maybe it was the throwback. Maybe it was the gold helmets with white, you know, whatever you come up with. But let me know about the Bumblebee.
Dude.
I thought the Bumblebee was terrible, but I did have a good game in it once.
Dude, so what do you think about the black letters? Because I did the black letters for the
black letter was cool. I didn't mind
that. I thought that was dope.
I liked it. Dave Warwick and Tim Matthews became friends in Pittsburgh, PA in 2006 when they both were assistant at Crosstown Brew Pubs. Dave, now brewmaster at Three Notched, and Tim, now head of operations at Oscar Blues, created this black ale hopped with First Gold USA Goldings in East Kent Goldings as a nod to the beloved city where their friendship and brewing careers began.
Oh, right. So hold on. I said the other dude was at Ozark Blues?
Did I say that?
In North Carolina?
Yeah.
Ozark?
It doesn't say North Carolina. It says Ozark Blues.
Yeah, okay.
So nope, no, not Ozark.
Not Ozark?
Oscar. Like O-S-K-A-R.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong per the usual, but yeah, that's
no, it's definitely not Ozark. Oscar.
Yeah. Oscar. Flat flip. Yeah.
I screwed that.
That's dyslexic. Dude, I knew a dude who was dyslexic, but he called it dyslexic. And I was like, brother, I believe you. If you're going to mispronounce it, yeah. Oh, yeah, so that's a legit brewery.
Yeah, but what I'm looking at here... Hold on, I got to look at these other beers in here.
I've been pronouncing Oscar wrong. You know who it was? You know who got me? Jason Bateman. Jason Bateman got me. You messed me up on that brewery, dog.
So on the side of this can, it says, brewed in memory of Jason Bueller. And it says he was born in 77 and died in 2020. Husband, father of three, friend, outdoorsman, and legend.
Sounds like a
Oscar
great guy.
Oscar Blues Brewer. A brewer. So he must have been a brewer. He's a co-owner of Black and Goldings. Look at that. I'll let you crack open.
Yeah.
That's pretty, it's a neat little thing there. I like that.
Yeah. All right, cool. So this is, he said it's not.
Not.
A stout.
This note is not a stout. All caps.
He dealt a punch in on that. Well, I don't know if you can see it here.
Ben, not a stout. All right. It's a black ale. They're different. If it ends up being a stout, but not a stout, but like it tastes like a stout, I'm going to be so mad at you, Dave. Be honest, Dave. I hope this is spectacular, but it's not looking good.
What do you think, bud?
Looking good. I'm probably gonna get made fun of if I don't like this guy.
Yeah,
he doesn't like stouts. He doesn't like porters. He doesn't like black ales.
Well, I just mispronounced one of the biggest craft breweries in America. So we're good.
Oh, Jarvis Landry.
See, all right, so
Jarvis.
Leave this here.
Oh boy, it's got a smell. It's got a smell, Dave. It's got a smell, Dave.
What's it smell like, bud?
It's got a smell. Coffee chocolate stout.
Are there notes?
Dave.
Were there tasty notes on that?
Nope. But it's not a stout.
But it's not a stout.
But you know what? It's not a stout. But his next line should be, I'm going to taste it first.
Yeah.
Because I feel in my mind, the next line is going to be like, I know it smells like a stout. I know it looks like a stout, but it doesn't taste. I wanted to say it doesn't taste like a stout. But I have a really bad feeling about this.
Yeah, I smelt it and I thought, oh, buddy. Looks like a duck, quacks like a duck. Brother, that's a duck.
Hodges.
That's my man. We should get duck on here. I like duck.
Dave. 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 Yeah, it might not be a black. It might not be a stout, but it tastes like, Dave. Dave. That's as bad as the Bumblebee jersey. Oh, Dave.
I will applaud you though, brother, because you went into that so confidently. You're like, all right.
I had such high hopes because he was so confident. It's not. I understand it's not a stout, but it tastes just like a stout.
You had absolute faith in Dave.
I did, because Dave's from Pittsburgh. But maybe Pittsburghers like to see this torture that I go through.
It does not taste like a stout.
I'm sorry. It tastes like coffee or something.
Yeah.
Coffee and stouts are the same thing.
I mean, they're similar, but
and guess what? You just won you three more beers.
Come Here's on the down. Winner.
Take those home with you, young man.
It's definitely not a stout. I see what he's saying. It has very stout-like qualities, though.
Yeah,
I will give it that.
Exactly. So I can go get a stout and say it's not a stout, but it is a stout.
Yeah. Yeah. This is just a fancy stout.
Let me hold it over here for you.
Yeah.
Because you don't know if that hand is, I thought you were going to like put them in your pocket, your coat pocket.
Yeah, well, I got plenty in this thing.
Listen, the cans are cool. I'll give you the Bumblebee cans. I love the three notched axes.
Yeah.
Sweet. The taste for me, not so sweet.
Well, you gotta believe that they make some beers that probably right up your alley. This for one, sure. Not so much.
And listen, I'm sure there's a lot of people that would love that. We know some people. Dane, Beal.
Oh, Beal would love this. Beal would love it. This is way more drinkable than like your average stout, obviously, because it's a black ale. I don't mind this whatsoever. But it would definitely not be something I would. If someone's like, hey man, send us to Ben, I'd be like, nah, you don't want to do that. Hey.
Still in there.
I appreciate you trying.
Yeah, Dave, thanks.
I appreciate you trying.
Hey Dave, thanks for being a fan, I guess. Jeez. Thanks for watching the show, Dave. No, listen. Thanks for sending it in. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll have Very to. Nice we'll, you know what we'll have to do.
You know what's spectacular?
We're talking about
Coors Banquet.
Oh, is it? I wouldn't know with my Coors Banquet and my Coors Banquet hat that I'm wearing.
It just tastes good.
The hat feels better too. You know when you're drinking a Coors Banquet.
Oh no.
We should go visit his brewery sometime. Maybe do like a live event. Cool. Yeah.
What if he only had stouts?
Well, then we'll go to the brewery next door, whichever one is not. But let's jump into some foosball.
Okay.
How about that? So it was a big week for the NFL. I felt like there was a lot of really good games to watch, a lot of obviously games that mattered because this was the end of the season, people getting spots. Let's talk about the overall NFL positioning.
Yeah,
teams that lock stuff down, teams that were able to maybe get some home field advantage.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those weeks that I've been in before. I've been in them where it's already locked up. I've been in them where you got to play this one. You have to win to get in. I've been in where you have to win and then still get help. So I've been in a lot of situations, scenarios, and this is one that Pittsburgh obviously had to win first and foremost. But then still needed help from two other teams.
Yeah,
and so as my son would say, "Oh, that'd be no brainer. Buffalo, that's easy." He said, "Jets game might be a little tougher," but he knew the Bills game was a no brainer. But anyway, it's kind of one of those things that you know, you go into that game and you're. The focus is obviously on you and what you have to do to win the game because nothing happens if you don't win.
Sure.
And but it's one of those ones I kept wondering. Like, I wonder when guys start looking at the scoreboard. Once you get up by two scores, it's like, I'm going to score. I'm going to score over there. And so it's you're definitely stressed a little bit when you get that. You know, you're like, okay, we did what we had to do, right? You kind of sit there and say, listen, it's out of our control now. We took care of our business. You're running that locker room as fast as you can. Mm-hmm. But I think the Jets game maybe even ended before ours or
very close. Yeah.
And so you're seeing that and you kind of get a little deflated. But congrats to Tomlin and the team. Tomlin getting another 16 straight winning seasons or without losing.
Yeah, man.
Record. That's awesome for him. I know it didn't end the way he wanted to or the rest of the team because it's one goal and that's to win a Super Bowl. But at least, he got a winning record. It's a great second half of the season for the team. I think 7-2 down the stretch.
Yes.
Lot to build on for next year. But that game had to be a little stressful for those guys because it's like, man, you got to stay focused on what's in front of you, but you're constantly probably like peaking, you know?
Yeah. At what point in like the season are you looking at your record and you feel like, you're able to make a run in the back half of the season. And are you getting concerned with like, okay, now we're relying on other people's team. And is that more stressful than the win and end scenario? That somebody else, now the fate, your fate's in somebody else's hands.
Yeah. You hate when it's in someone else's hands. Yeah. You'd much rather be in your hands. The Steelers obviously struggled a little bit earlier. They did play some really good football teams early.
Yeah.
So the record wasn't great and it probably looked really bleak early on. Like I heard people talking like top five pick. Oh, I may have said that,
yeah.
but honestly, you see the resiliency, you see the fight, you see them wanting to come back, and granted they were it helped the second half of the season. Wasn't as tough schedule-wise as the first half.
Sure.
But that being said, you still got to fight and win. You still got to go out and play every week, and they did that. And I think that's awesome. It's something to build on. You know, no one's going to take solace in the end of this thing and be like, oh, well, you know, it's something to build. They're not, you know, the Steelers are probably still mad.
Yeah.
But outside looking in, you can say, okay, they got something to build on.
Yeah.
They got a young quarterback that really stepped up and took some big leaps, played great football down the end. You know, you've got some receivers that are doing some stuff. You know, a tight end that's a stud that I think avoided any scary knee thing from what I've been told.
Oh, yeah.
Any injuries.
Did they say what happened to him?
I talked to Pat, and I don't know if it's out there, so I don't want to blast it, but I think he's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Obviously a running back, two running backs I think that are playing great right now. They're great 1-2 punch.
Dude.
So you never know kind of who's coming back on the line and this, that, and the other. But you got to feel good about where you're going next year.
Yeah, I think that was the biggest takeaway for me. I'm watching this. I was like, bro, we just started too late, man, because it was fun to watch. Obviously, the first half of that game was, you know, challenges. You know, they're figuring it out. But I thought the second half of that game, man, I was like, dude, this is that team, man. I think if they can dial that up.
Yeah.
How big of an impact does it make when you lose, maybe not, I don't want to say key players, I hate saying it like that, but if you have your core, right, your receiver core stays the same, your running backs stay the same, you got Kenny there on offense, they've done a very good job at having solidified some mainstays in defense and then plugging, like filling the holes. Mm-hmm. I think Miles Jack was great this year.
Yeah.
Right. How big of an impact is it when you lose to either, you know, trades or whatever, or even getting new people from the draft, how big of an impact does that make to the dynamic that was already built here this year?
Yeah. The unique thing about that game is, and I would always say this when I kind of, led the group kind of prayer, and we would call it prayer, that we would get together, you know, kind of any, we invited people to come in. It was not a mandatory thing. We say, hey guys, we're going to do the prayer. And so I would always go into this game and say, hey guys, listen, we don't know if this is the last time that this group is going to be collectively together. There's a chance, right? Cause it could be the last game of the year. Mm-hmm. And the game, that team will never be exactly the same. It can't be. Because there's either free agency, there's drafted guys, there's traded guys, there's all kinds of things happen. So that team will never be the exact same again. And so it's just kind of one of those things that you try and look around, guys. Look at the brother to your right, to your left, across from you, because it's never going to be this exact same group again. And so it's kind of a bittersweet thing at times, but you know, you talk about what's this team look like next year. You know, you've got, you know, the defense. I assume you got a lot of those guys coming back because they're the highest paid defense by far, I think, in the NFL.
Yeah.
I don't know contract situation with everybody, but I know offensively, you're going to have Mitch back. You're going to have Naj. You're going to have Deontay and George and Pat, and on the line, I think you're going to have, you know, your two tackles. I think your left guard's back. I don't know what the situation is with the center and the right guard, but you're talking 8-9 guys back on offense too. So you got something to build on. You got a good chance to be a really good football team next year. And so I think they have to be excited about that. And it starts with having the quarterback, I think. And when you got a guy that's playing as well as he's been playing recently down the stretch, I think part of it too is maybe he's starting to understand Matt Canada's offense a little bit. Maybe they're starting to gel a little bit together. Mm-hmm. You know, you start coming along. I thought they've really moved the ball down the field a lot, late in scoring, early drives of the game.
Yeah.
So I think it's just been really good. I think that dynamic of Matt Canada calling plays and Kenny maybe feeling good about it or running the ball, whatever it is, it just seems to be gelling right now. So I think it's, you know, it's just something that they can grow on. I keep saying it, but I think it's important.
So what did you see in the actual game that you liked?
Well, I saw a lot in this game. I saw some good, some bad. Some ugly, the officiating.
Oh, we got one call to talk about for sure.
We got more than one call to talk about. I think I'd like to start with giving a shout out to Derek Watt for his touchdown.
Yes, sir.
Derek.
Yes, sir.
Since you're your brother. Feed the beast. Give the ball to Derek when you get down there, and it's going to be a touchdown. I mean, I don't know what his percentage was on like third and fourth and short, but it had to be high. Yeah. Give the man the ball. I thought that was good. Obviously, Pat getting hurt. You never like to see someone go down. At the time, it didn't look good, but like I said, from what I've heard, he maybe dodged a big injury. Hmm. So I think that's obviously a plus.
Yes.
I would like to see him. I still want to see him get involved more. Hmm. I think he should get involved in the game more. I think he's one of your best players in the field. Got to give him the ball somehow. Tight end screens, work him in the middle of the field, get him mismatched on somebody, whatever it is. I just would like to see him get involved more, especially in the red zone. So dynamic with the ball. Yeah. You know, obviously, it didn't come down to the end of the game where we needed a drive and him to make plays, but, you know, late in the game. But, you know, just more involved in the game I'd like to see. Hmm. I thought Naj ran the ball unbelievable again, ran hard. Spin moves in the hole. Obviously, that one play where the first drive where he stretched the ball over and got knocked out. Mm-hmm. He's done that a few times where he stretched over and scored. So you don't want to criticize him for it.
Yeah.
But you just got to be careful and protect the ball down there. But still, awesome job by him. And I mean, an unbelievable football game by him. You know, you can talk about Tomlin's lack of a challenge on the play before, either the play before the fumble or two plays before the fumble. Mm. He didn't challenge it, and everybody in the world, including the great Gene Steratore, talked about it being, you know, would have been a touchdown had he challenged it. Mm. I'm not sure why he didn't challenge. Maybe we could have Mike on the show.
Hey, man. You know Mike, right?
I do.
You have a relationship with Mike.
but I wonder if he would come on here and give – you know how we told Bob to come on the show, Annie on the show, and said no makeup?
Yeah.
We had to tell Coach to come on, no Tomlinisms.
Nah, man. You can't. It can't. It's in his DNA.
I feel like he would come on here, though. We'd ask him questions, and like right away, I'd know if he was like, okay, here we go. Yeah. This is one of your normal, really? Like give the runaround.
Nah, dude, I want the Tomlin. Did you see him on RC show? He was great on RC show, man.
Well, maybe he'll come on with us, but we can ask him like, well, why did you challenge her? Why didn't you challenge her? Why'd you do this or not do this? But anyway,
have him on just to ask him that.
Just ask the question. All right, Coach, thanks for coming. See ya. You know, honestly, though, the reason that he, you know, to his defense, maybe he didn't challenge you because he should have someone upstairs like watching the game.
Yeah.
Like I was sitting up there watching the game. I'm like, they're talking about it. Like Gene Steratore is telling you it's a touchdown. Like you should just
trust Gene.
Throw the red flag.
Yeah.
I want to throw it from where we were sitting.
Yeah.
But to his defense, it's like, okay, it's going to be third and one, you know, whatever it is next. You've got two downs to get it in. So it's like, why waste it and mess with the challenge when you know you're going to score?
Right.
Obviously, you don't know a fumble's coming, but.
Right.
So part of me gives him an okay with that, I guess.
But he's that guy, too, that like something like that happens.
Touchdown, Georgia. I mean, this is out of control.
Yeah.
I mean, is it come time
on, guys.
To
come on, guys.
Call it, I think.
He's that kind of dude that something like that happens. Like, no, let's do it again.
Yeah,
like, for sure. What is that? Assert your will. Go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know another, what I thought, a couple of plays of the game were actually made by Hayward, not Cam.
Oh, yeah, Connor.
Not Cam.
Yeah.
Sorry, Cam. But your little brother had some big plays. The seam ball he caught on third down to keep the drive alive. It was a great throw by Kenny. I mean, unbelievable throw, unbelievable catch for a running back / tight end / fullback. I mean, he caught it like a receiver.
Oh, yeah.
It was legit football catch. And so, unbelievable. Just well done. I had to mention that. Some other things I noticed in the game were, I wish I knew the exact stat, but there was some sort of a number they showed during the game that Deontay Johnson has had so many catches, maybe second in the NFL or something of all time, with catches without a touchdown, blows my mind because the dude is so stinking good.
Yeah.
And it was so apparent and obvious that they were trying to get him the ball in the red zone when they were down there on the goal line. And he was wide open twice and the ball got tipped to the line of scrimmage. So, I mean, come on, Kenny, all around that guy. But, you know, I felt bad for Deontay, but, you know, still really good season. I know he's frustrated, but I thought he played well.
You should have thrown him one from the suite. Like, Tay, I got you.
Got you one more.
Got you one more.
You know, I'm hitting my notes. I thought Kenny played great again. I did think early in the game some of his passes were sailing a little bit, were a little high. Some of his in routes, and when that would happen with me, it was usually because I would drop my elbow. You got to try and keep your elbow high. When you dropped your elbow, it usually meant that ball would sail a little bit. I don't know his throwing motion enough to say if that's what it is.
Sure,
he can go back and look at it and figure it out. But those are things that I would talk to Coach Randy about on the sideline. Coach Heppner in college, I would talk about BA on the sideline, just like, gosh, the ball's sailing today. Hey, don't forget you're overstriding or keep your elbow up or whatever it is. So. But I thought he settled in, made some huge plays down the stretch of that game and that last drive that they needed to answer, because the Browns scored to get within six or something like that, and they kept the ball, put a huge drive together, that catch that Hayward had, and the rest of that drive was just huge, using up clock. Great, I thought, job by Matt Canada and the staff and all that. So great job again by Kenny, just stepping up big time late in the season.
Yeah.
I want to save it for the last, but I thought George Pickens, I mean, he feels like he can make every catch.
The animal, bro.
High balls, low balls, back shoulders. It just seems like when it's in his area, he's going to make the play. Mm. And so I just pray that young man can stay focused, stay dialed in, continue to want to be the best, to strive to be the best, to put the work in, get there early, stay late, work with Kenny, work with the other receivers. Don't take this from the success you had this year and just let it ride. Like, take it and double down on it, triple down on it. Keep wanting to strive to be better, because if you're not careful, your attitude and things like that can kind of get you in a bad spot, thinking you're better than you are.
Sure.
But I don't know him that well. I just pray that it doesn't happen to him. I pray Coach Tomlin and the other coaches don't let it happen, because he has the ability and has shown to be a superstar.
Dude, something special.
Superstar.
Man. So, was he the only rookie that started? I thought I heard that this week.
Maybe. I don't know.
That he was like the only rookie that came out and started.
But, if he did, I don't know.
Yeah, man. It's been amazing to watch that. And this was the first time that I was watching the Steelers and it was fun to watch what was going to happen.
Yeah.
In a long time. Mm-hmm. You know, a long time this season, you know? So, because I think early on in the season, you're like, oh man, come on, just don't make mistakes, see what we can do. And it was like, it felt like they found a stride. It felt like they found a little bit of a rhythm. It felt like they found a little bit of an identity. Obviously, there was a lot of that Canada hate early in the season. Mm-hmm. I don't hear as much of it now. And of course, and when you win in, you don't, yeah. It
helps everything.
Yeah.
I thought Matt did great. People would talk about, you know, get rid of him, this, that, and the other, but 7-2 down the stretch, found a way.
Amen.
I know they're not putting up 40-50 points, but you know, they also wanted Randy Fuechner running out of here after we were putting up 30 some points a game and throwing the ball too much. So now we're running the ball a lot and they want to throw the ball and put up points. So
hey man,
Whatever it is, I thought Matt, you know, it's not easy, but they got it done. They gave themselves a chance.
I trust anybody that Pouncey co-signs.
Yeah,
that's it.
All the stuff. I feel like since we drank that black ale that tastes like a stout,
yes,
and it was awful, we should talk about the refereeing real quick.
That's a great segue.
Segue in.
Look at you, dude. You're like a pro at this now.
You think I'd have a show? I thought, and it was very unfortunate because Cleet Blakeman is a really, oh man, Cleet Blakeman was the head referee of this game, and I like him. He's a really good referee. There were some awful calls. There are some awful no calls. I like wrote down some. Like early in the game, there was a PI that they called on the Browns that benefited the Steelers that was not a PI. Just point blank was not a PI. Then there was a call late in the game on the Browns, or there was a no call on the Browns PI. That was a PI. Literally, George Pickens gets his head hit before the ball gets. I mean, like, what are we doing? Like, we're calling one earlier when no one touched Deontay, I think.
Yeah.
And now we're not going to call this one. Like, just have some consistency. Even if it's a bad call one way, keep it going the same. Like,
right.
What are we doing? We have what we call makeup calls in the NFL, okay? They have calls that when they miss one, they're coming back with one that's awful, okay? And that happened in this game.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson got his head ripped off. His face was grabbed. It twisted around, turned down, like something your head and helmet can't do without help of another grown man.
Right.
And there's two referees, like a referee, two officials standing there watching the quarterback.
Right.
And you tell him you can't see his head go, like, I mean, just get completely ripped down. And so they missed that call. Okay. Benefited the Steelers.
Yes.
And sure enough, not long after that, Cam Hayward sacks the quarterback.
Yes, he does.
One of the most normal sacks I've ever seen.
Yes.
Didn't slam him, didn't do anything. Tackled him. Deshaun gave a little this at the end, like a little kind of flop, and here comes the flag. And it was like, I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Like, I thought Cam slammed him at first because of the violence in which he went down.
Sure.
But really it was just Cam being strong and getting a big quarterback to the ground.
Well, okay? He had momentum going that direction.
It was not, he didn't slam him. He didn't land on him.
No.
He didn't do anything wrong. That's called a makeup call.
Hmm.
And everybody in the world knows it. And it's just unfortunate that that's how it goes in the NFL. Because no one will ever admit to it.
Of course. I was going to ask.
No, absolutely not.
These are all things that if you've played in the league any amount of time, you're like, all right.
Every coach, even if you're a fan and you watch it.
It's a magical holding call.
Yeah. It's like, oh, all of a sudden, like when a game is like kind of out of hand.
Yeah.
Coach Tomlin will talk about this all the time. In the second half, early in the second half, usually the team that's up will have some sort of a holding call, which puts them behind the change, which then makes them have to punt, which gives the team that's down the ball back. So there's these little things that that happen.
There's going to be some person who puts a compilation together of everything that you just said. Like it's a conspiracy theory.
Like they should. And listen, like I said, Cleet is typically a very good official, and you know maybe he had a bad day. Who knows? But it was just I don't want the officials to try and take the game out of the players' hands.
Yeah.
And it's just like my goodness, and it is hard because the game happens fast.
Yeah.
And there is human error, and I'll never fault someone for human error. Like I missed that. But when it's something like a guy getting his like head ripped off,
it's
like
obvious.
The pass interference is okay. Like the first one, I was like, man, no one really touched Deontay. Okay, maybe you thought he did.
Yeah.
But when it's obvious, you can't miss the obvious ones. Like, come on, guys.
Do you think you would ever referee?
No, in the league? Absolutely not. I would never want that job. The job's so hard. Dude, I want to criticize him like this, but absolutely not. That job is hard.
I would love to see you out there refereeing. Have somebody yell at you, like, hey, man, how you going to tell me what the problem? I know what roughing the passer looked like, bro. They never called in on me. That was roughing the passer.
Oh, I never got roughing. We used to keep a tally in our quarterback room of, like, calls that we would watch the film.
Yeah.
And be like, okay, that's an obvious one. And we'd be like, called, not called, called, not called. And it was like so long of not called and very few called. And we're just like, we would just laugh about it. And we'd say like which official like called or didn't call
it. So funny, dude.
Have you ever seen, I feel like being the official, have you ever seen the clip of the official? And I wish I knew his name. It was a college game, I believe. And he called a penalty and he said he was giving him the business.
What? No, is that real?
So real. It's so funny.
He was like, number four, giving him the business.
Yes. He said that person, you know, foul number, you know, seven is offensive line 74. Yeah. He was giving him the business.
There's no way that's real.
Oh, I'm about to look this up while we
please
talk.
Do.
Can you get a beer while I look for this, please?
There's no
way. I promise you. You out there, all y'all know, you've heard and seen this.
He said he's giving him the business.
It's the great. They did. I think they did a whole like ESPN segment on it.
First of all, if a ref is so confident to be able to pull that off, give it to him, man.
I'm telling you,
he's giving him the business. It was a football ref.
Yep.
Yeah. That's hilarious. All right, brother. I'm gonna. You want me to unbox this one?
Sure.
All right, because this one,
Ron Cherry. Okay.
Let me see this.
Ron Cherry. I'm going to turn this over. Oh, we don't need ads. Come on, ads. Hey, this is famous. This is old school. I don't know how long.
What year was it?
I don't know what year it was. You'll know when you see him because the official. Ron Cherry, you are the man. All right, you ready?
Yes. All right, so it seems like a very routine play.
Yeah.
All right.
Y'all can look this up. Have missed at least a game with an injury. Three have been lost for the season. This is when they used to do that first. Then they'd go say it, right?
They would tell.
Yeah. And they're going to talk about it.
And then they would announce it out loud.
Yes. One of the greatest referee clips of all time. First team all ACC tight end. Walk in the back as Tom O'Brien looks on. Here you go. Personal file. 69. Offense. He was giving them the business. Listen to the crowd.
No, dude.
I'm telling you, bro.
That's a real clip.
They did it. I'm telling you. They did like an ESPN where they went and found players involved in it and Ron and all this stuff. And they asked them about it. And I'm telling you, dude.
Hold on. How many yards is giving him the business?
I don't know. Yeah, what's the penalty, bro? It should be in the book, though. He was giving him the business.
Dude, he said that so confidently.
Is that not the greatest play of all? Like the greatest call? Ron, good for you, dude.
There's no way that guy.
If you ever want to come on the show and talk about that, you have an open invitation.
There's no way that guy didn't just, like, he was bet like
$1,000.
His buddy was like, y'all give you $1,000. You go say, give him the business.
Hey, speaking about betting,
yeah,
I don't want to get in trouble and I don't want to put him out there.
What's that?
Did you see what happened to Bernie Kosar?
No.
Oh, my man, Bernie. So you know who Bernie Kosar is?
I don't.
See, Spence truly is not a football fan.
No, guys. Like
Bernie Kosar was the quarterback for the Browns for...
Oh, he's the Browns. I definitely don't know who he is.
Ever. He was like number 19, was their quarterback. Like kind of like maybe the most famous Browns player. Or not player, excuse me, that's awful. Quarterback, maybe.
Yeah.
Arguably, you Browns fans that watch the show because you... just love watching me.
Are waiting to just pounce on everything.
No, I want him to tell me. I think he might be the like greatest quarterback in their history. They're like most recognizable.
Okay.
Anyway, he does like some radio announcing for their like station or whatever.
Okay.
And this week or something, he's like, I'm going to bet $19,000 that the Browns win the game. And I'm going to give it to charity when we win. And they fired him right before the game.
No.
Yeah.
You can't be betting, dude.
Why not? It's not illegal.
No, but like you, but were you connected to the organization?
That's what they got him for.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, brother. I mean, that's the whole. What's your boy?
I hear you, but still.
Yeah.
The quarterback for Georgia just came out. They just brought him out in the third quarter. The dude was a walk-on, and now he's a two-time national champion. Good for you.
Dude,
Stetson Benson.
There's no way his name actually rhymes like that. I know it's Stetson. That's his first name.
Stetson Benson.
Is that true?
Bro, I'm telling you. He's a player.
I know his first name is Stetson.
He's a player. I feel so awful right now.
See?
Quarterbacks.
I don't know the Browns guy. You don't know the Georgia guy.
Isn't that awful?
Look at us. Two non-sports guys.
Oh, man. What am I doing? Come on, Ben.
This is the worst.
Stetson Benson. Yes, Stetson Benson. You know, that's what I said.
You know what's hilarious, though?
Dude, Stetson Bennett.
Dude. Oh, so close.
Stetson
Benson's way cooler.
18 and 25, four touchdowns, no interceptions.
Here's what's, I think,
yards. Good
here's,
for you, dude.
Here's the cooler thing, is that he now has a clip of Ben Roethlisberger Googling him.
Yeah, right? Absolutely, I did. And I think it's so cool. I thought it was cool last year that he's a former walk-on national champion. Now he's a two-time national champion. I mean, not your prototypical, not your high. I don't think he was high. I don't know the whole story, but dude, good for you, Stetson.
Yeah, I think you've earned every accolade.
You've earned my respect.
Yes, for sure.
I don't know if that matters to you, but you've earned my respect, dude. Good for you.
Here is the note. This is another. I did the unboxing. Defeated the purpose of why I wanted to unbox, but
sorry,
it's all right.
I was looking at Ron Cherry.
Yeah, we had to figure out Stetson and the the business.
Oh, Cheyenne Sutton.
Yes. Where is this one from, Ben?
This is from Anchorage, Alaska.
Alaska?
All over the world.
Shoot.
In 2019, I flew from Anchorage, Alaska to Pittsburgh to watch you play. But, unfortunately, you'd been injured. I'm sorry, Cheyenne. I'll settle for watching your review of my favorite beer. I love the show. You and Spence are awesome. Cheers. Cheyenne, I am so sorry.
You got to be tougher next time, bud.
I do need to be tougher. I apologize. Flying all that way. But you know what? We're giving you a shout out right here on this show. And I bet you any amount of money, I like this better than Dave's. I don't even know what it is, but I like it better than Dave's.
Deal with it, Dave.
Okay. All right,
so this is from Anchorage,
like a blueberry.
Yes, Anchorage, Alaska. Excuse me. It's from Palmer, Alaska. It's the Matanuska Brewing Company. It is called Backcountry Blue, and it is a blueberry ale. It is 4.5% alcohol by volume. I do not have an IBU, but it says blueberries can be found growing wild throughout Alaska in late summer. For a real taste of the backcountry, anytime, pick blue. Here it is. Here it is for the beer cam, just in case you guys are venturing through Alaska and you want to pick yourself up something delicious.
He's Stetson Bennett the fourth.
Oh, that's way cooler now.
Awesome. I feel like a grizzly bear eating a blueberry in Alaska right now.
What's he thought? Is it as good as it smells? Because it smells delicious.
That's an ale. That's not a, what is that? That's really good. Pack it in, pack it out.
I mean, that
blueberry ale. That's very good. Cheyenne.
Is it Alaska that has like daytime Cheyenne for like Sutton. All day?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you could drink that or all day then.
All day.
Well, depends on how you're feeling. You could drink it.
That's really good.
Cheyenne sent it in?
Cheyenne Sutton. Cheyenne.
You've been to Alaska?
I have been to Alaska fishing.
Yeah.
Would love to go up there hunting sometime. We'll have someone on here sometime to talk about some hunting maybe about up there. That's really good.
That's
like
delicious.
Like that's why I was checking. Is it an ale? And it is an ale, but I thought it was like a salt. It's so smooth and crisp and
super light.
It's like a,
man, Cheyenne pulled through.
Sorry, Dave.
Hey, Dave, I will say your can design wins.
Yeah.
The Bumblebee. That's
it, no offense.
Yeah. No, it's not a bad can design, but I think the Bumblebee, I've never seen that before.
It's almost as sweet. That'd be my only concern.
Yeah.
After one, is it too much to do two?
There's only one way to find out. She sent two.
She sent two of them? That's really good though. I like that a lot.
Yeah. Out of 10, eight. Ooh, you knew it was coming. You knew what I was going to say. Yeah. That's a solid eight.
Because that's, to me, it's all year. Yeah. Like, again, I feel like I could drink that by the pool. I feel like I could drink it mowing the grass.
Yeah.
I feel like I put ice in it. Yeah. Make it extra cold. I feel like I could warm it up and drink it like in a mug. Like, yes. Like a tea. Like a blueberry cidery kind of.
Dude,
it's not apple cider, but I just feel like it could be a warm. It'd probably be terrible, but it tastes like it'd be spectacular.
Can we warm it up? Do you have a microwave down there?
I don't have a microwave.
Just try. Yeah, I agree with all that except for the warming up thing. Just only because I've never done that.
No, I haven't either. But I just feel like it's.
It maybe could, it's just the flavor. Yeah, for sure.
A scoop ice cream in there. Like a,
we're getting wild like a, now, dog.
Like a float, like a root beer float, like a blueberry float.
A little ice cream. Okay. Cheyenne, where's the ice cream at?
Yeah.
Did you send the ice cream? Yeah. No, that's very good, Cheyenne. Thank you so much for sending that in. If you guys have a beer that you love, you want to share it with Ben, the address to send that in is going to be in the description below.
Thank you, Kriegside.
The only way this could get better is if we were drinking it in Alaska.
Yeah. That would be awesome. Like your feet in a cold, concrete, like a cold river running.
Salmon.
Like grizzly.
Oh no.
Run. All you could do is be faster than
the next guy.
Hey, Spence. Yeah. You want to race?
Yeah. No, brother. I'm losing that.
My knee. I might take
one for you, pal. We both losing that one.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, hey man, that's a delicious beer we got there. So Ben, correct me if I'm wrong, but I was told usually you're right. I was told that there is some pretty exciting news gracing the city of Pittsburgh here in the next 2 weeks on the I think it's like January, I don't know.
27th,
that's what it was.
It's funny you should mention that. There is, something coming up, something special.
What is that? Do you know?
Well, Georgia just scored again.
Jeez, guys, call it.
Unbelievable.
Call it. Please just call it.
Unbelievable. At some point, just I mean, goodness gracious, you're running clock.
Is there like a mercy rule?
Oh, they didn't score, but they're going to score here. First and goal, and now it's a touchdown.
TCU ain't even lining up.
No, but it's a touchdown. All right, here we go. Well, yes, so I have exciting news. We have exciting news. The football and family.
Yes.
Us has exciting news. So January 27th is a Friday. We are going to head down to Cinderlands. Is it called Cinderlands Brew?
Cinderlands Brewery. Just
Cinderlands Brewery in the Strip.
The Strip District.
Don't have the address right now, but you can look it up. And we are going to do a live show. We are going to have some special guest. I think we're going to have four.
Four guests?
And I am not announcing yet who they are.
Come on, man.
We are going to do a reveal this week.
Of the guests.
So we'll do a little, we'll put little like clippets out of some of who it's going to be.
Oh. So.
One guest at a time.
So, all right, let me get this straight. Mm-hmm. So on Friday, January 27th,
yep.
You and I are going to go to Cinderlands in the Strip District in downtown Pittsburgh.
Correct.
We're going to do all of this right here that we're doing right now, live in front of people who watch our show.
Yes.
They're going to be here at the show. Are they going to do the beers with us?
Well, so it's going to be, you know, 6 to 9, a little 3-hour show.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you know, something fun. We're going to have a little raffle. Yeah, people can buy a raffle ticket, and we're going to draw a name.
So that's how we get into the door.
Mm-hmm. We're going to draw.
I hope I get in, dude.
We're going to draw like 25 names, and they can bring a guest, and they get to be in the audience with us. We're going to have food and drinks.
Yes, sir.
We are going to have beers, 4 beers, 1 per guest.
Oh, okay. I see what you're doing here, mm-hmm. dude.
1 beer per guest, and we'll have some food to kind of pair with it, plus other food. We will take questions from the audience. Ooh. We will have them drinking the beer with us, so we'll talk to them while we're going.
See what they think.
What do you guys think? You like it? You don't like it? Okay, cool. Ask me about it. Okay, we're going to interact with them.
Mm.
You'll be able to ask our guest questions. We will ask our guest questions. We might have some fun like giveaways.
You do be giving stuff away, man.
That's pretty cool. We'll do some giveaway stuff for some people that know. How well do you know the show?
Oh, I like it. You know, I like it. If it rhymes, it's true. That's wild. So January 27th,
yes.
From 6 to 9.
Yes.
Cinderlands Brewery, downtown Pittsburgh.
Yes.
You and I are doing a live football show with some secret special guests.
Yes.
And people are able to get in the door by purchasing a raffle ticket. But here's the thing.
Are you about to ask me where the money's going to go?
That's exactly where I want to know.
How do I know that?
I'm just curious. Like,
we know
where's
other.
That money going to go?
We actually did not have. We did, that was actually pretty good.
Yeah, look at us.
Pretty good.
Mind meld.
It actually is going to go to a good cause. All the proceeds that from the raffle are going to go to 412 Food Rescue.
Oh, that's right.
Foundation that we are kind of trying to figure out what we're going to do, because we're not trying to make the money for it. We want to give it to a good cause that helps the city of Pittsburgh, the city that we live in, the city that we love, that we do this for. And we decided to pick them, 412 Food Rescue. Just kind of, we bounced around to some different groups and went with them because, you know, we're going to Cinderlands, which is obviously a, it's a restaurant, brewery.
The hospitality
space. And that's kind of what 412 Food Rescue does. They take the wasteful food that typically would go to a landfill when people are done with it from restaurants.
Yeah.
Because you think about it, what where does the food go when you don't eat it? It goes in the trash and it goes out, right? Or they don't use it. Okay, you can only order so many, you know, steaks a night or whatever it is. And all of a sudden,
you only drink so many stouts, Ben.
The bread, all that stuff. So instead of it going to a landfill, 412 Food Rescue comes, grabs it and sends it to some of the homeless and some of the people around the Pittsburgh area that aren't going to have dinner, aren't going to have meals. And so it's pretty cool that they can. I don't have all the numbers. I know you can go. We'll have some stuff put. You can go to 412 Food Rescue and learn about the football thing we're going to do. You can also learn about what they do and everything. We'll put everything in the description down below, right?
For sure.
But you'll be able to figure out kind of all the different stuff that they do and how cool it is. So the proceeds from what we're going to do is going to go to them and help them out. So we hope that y'all want to come do a live show with us.
Yeah.
And be a part of it and get some cool giveaways and some pictures and questions and just basically hang out.
You tell me I can get a picture with you?
Yeah, you can. Maybe you gonna donate?
I gotta see if I get in first. I gotta buy a raffle ticket. So that's the thing too, though, which is exciting, is that you're gonna buy a raffle ticket, right? And you can enter. You can buy as many raffle tickets as you want. From the raffle tickets, we're gonna pick 25 people.
Yes.
At random to come in. They get a plus one. They get to experience the entire event with us. Right.
Yep.
That's extremely, extremely exciting. I think it's gonna be an awesome night. It's going to a great cause, like you said, 412 Food Rescue. They're doing amazing things to help solve this hunger issue that is in Pittsburgh. And so when we were looking to do this, like Ben said, man, we couldn't have found a better organization to partner up with. So they're doing that.
To do it with them.
And there is going to be a lot more information coming soon.
Very soon.
Very, very soon. Should we plug our album here too? Or maybe let's hold off on that? Let's do one announcement at a time. That's a good idea. Yeah, so that's going to be really exciting. January 27th from 6 to 9, downtown Pittsburgh at Cinderlands Brewery. It's going to be a lot more information coming soon. So make sure you guys stay plugged into this channel, this YouTube channel. Your Twitter probably will be dropping that stuff too.
And all my stuff that Aaron does. Yep.
And then the at Footballing with Ben on Instagram is going to be dropping that as well. You'll get updates on where to go to buy raffle tickets. Mm-hmm. You'll get updates on guests.
Yes, we're gonna start putting together some guests.
Yes, and we can't wait to see you guys there. Mm-hmm. That's super exciting.
It'll be fun.
And it's really funny that you mentioned that we're going to be at Cinderlands because the good people over at Cinderlands.
Good people.
They're very good people.
Good people.
They're so good. They sent us this beautiful little beer here.
What is that beer
here? I mean, they sent us a handful of stuff.
Yeah.
This one in particular, I thought it would be nice to sample on our way out of this episode.
Okay.
It's been a beautiful episode. As always, every time we get to hang out, it's...
short and sweet. Got to the point.
Hey, man.
Steelers beat the Browns.
Man, gosh, what a good week when that happens. What a good week.
How did I know?
So you've become somewhat of an IPA enthusiast, expert, some would say. Mm-hmm. Some would say even the alchemist is what this. I love that. This is a specialty beer that Cinderlands brewed. It is called Final Flourish. Yes. And Yeah, it might be.
Okay.
Because this is a quadruple IPA. The ABV on this
There's such a thing? Is that real? Did you just make that up? Cinderlands, is that real?
I've never seen it before. Cinderlands made it. They sell them in two packs, right? I grabbed one because there's no way we're making it through this. And the reason why we're not going to make it through this, Ben, is because this is 16.6% alcohol by volume.
There's no way it tastes good.
It can't. And listen, I really hope it does, but 16.6, we're just going to sample this. All right. So let's put your IPA.
Sample that till the cameras go off.
Yes. Then I'm sleeping on that couch. Night. All right. So here we go.
No.
Oh, that's a great color.
No way.
Yeah.
Quadruple.
Quadruple.
Is that five?
Almost.
Just joking. This is going to be...
What is that five? Dude, that got me, dude.
Well, there's a couple ABVs right there.
So here, I'll give this.
Oh, wow. It actually smells normal.
I don't know, dude. It's 16.6.
Does it say anything about it?
Final floor. Good thing on it? No, it just nothing says good luck.
Good luck. Good night. What did you say? Good night. Tasting notes. Good night.
All right, here we go. The Alchemist at work. What do you get on the nose here? It does IPA. Smell normal. It does smell like a normal IPA.
Well, pine.
Yeah.
I smell beard.
Well, I mean, it's because of the beard.
Flannel. And an axe.
Axe. I knew it. I knew the axe was coming.
Oh, no.
What's that?
No. Smells normal. She's strong.
No.
Whoa. It's still not, trust me, it's not bad. She's just strong. She's a big girl. She's strong. That burns.
I mean, it's...
You could light that on fire.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, listen.
It's good. It's not bad.
She had it.
It's strong. It's strong. I'm telling you.
You're like, what'd you bench? 225?
I bet you won't chug that.
I bet you right. I bet you're right, brother. You called that. Look at you. Dude, but that's very good. This is a dangerous beer. Is the second one as bad as the first?
Yeah. I mean, no, it's not bad.
No, but like strong.
Yes. It is that guy. You know what I'd call this?
Oh, dude, that one actually was worse than the first one.
Do you know what that is?
What's that?
Mike Tyson. That is Mike Tyson.
Where are you naming that?
Just like a Nintendo, you can't beat Mike Tyson unless you know the code. You got to know the code. That's
who. I mean, it's smooth, that second one. I think because I laughed through the first sip. Mm-mm. Like it broke it up for me. That second one got me.
It's strong.
That's strong. Yeah, yeah. I feel like
I feel it in my ears.
Oh, like yeah, right here. I feel like this here. It's just hanging out.
That sucker's strong. That's hey. There's you sell that in a one pack. Ooh.
Why boy. The tall boy, Sunderland? Why are we
can
doing?
You get that anywhere? Like I don't so, listen. I don't know. People, please, 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 please. If you're going to try this, which we encourage you to try all the beers that we sample on this show, do not drive after that, please.
Don't. Yes, try all these at home.
Yes,
try all these at home.
It's very good. Sunderland's good for yeah. you. I feel warm. You better take that jacket off. You get warm. Bro, toast
bro, brother, I'm telling you right now, man. You I'm burning up like a Jonas brother right now, brother. What you talking about?
Oh, I tell you what, Brendan couldn't handle that. By the way, I think Brendan's mom got mad at us last week for talking about him on the show. So
mad sorry. At you. Mad at you.
Sorry, Mrs. Conley.
I'm just pressing the buttons, not mad at me. Yeah, that's very good. How would you rate that at 10?
On what level?
I warmth? Mean, dude, I'm
warmth
dude.
Level, alcohol tasting
I'm
level.
Not, I'm not joking.
Beer tasting level.
I know every once in a while we do like bits, like we'll get into a bit. I'm very warm right now.
My ears are warm.
Dude, I just had a little bit.
People are going to make fun of us and call us lightweights and everything. I don't really care because that sucker.
It's very delicious.
That's crazy.
But that's, I'm very warm right now.
That's so crazy.
But I would give that probably an 8.
Yeah. It tastes just fine. It tastes good.
But you're going to bed and you're going to have to drink a half gallon of water after that. You're going to be so dehydrated.
Yeah.
Yep. For sure. Well, hey man.
Well, anyway, Sunderlands, we will be there. Yes. Thank you for having us. Please don't have any of those there.
I think if you want to get the, I don't know where you go to. I probably just at the brewery to get those, but you should definitely try it. Let us know what you think in the comments. But yeah, try them at home in the safety of your own home.
Yes.
So, so it's been a, it's good ride this week. Now, Ben, you are going to be out of town.
Yes.
Coming up, right?
Yeah, I'm leaving town next week.
Yes.
And then that would lead into a short week before our episode. So I think this is going to be our last episode until our live one.
Yes, because we got some stuff to get in order.
We are as amateur as it gets.
Very
so
true.
So we have to try and get some things in order and figured out. Thank you, Sheila and Kate, for helping us get this thing figured out. But we have to get some stuff figured out so we can try and make the show on Friday the 27th as good as we can make it for you guys. And so we will be sending a couple of videos on this channel,
yes,
just to announce the guest and just to throw some stuff, but we won't be doing, along one of these right. until we do the live one.
Yeah. So this is going to be the next time you see us will hopefully be in person.
Yes.
Right. And so, they're going to, like Ben said, there's going to be a lot more information on how and where to get tickets, the raffle tickets. That's going to be dropped as soon as we have all that stuff ironed out, like in the next day or so.
There's a chance by the time this airs that we could have information.
Right.
To be honest.
And all of that information.
Wait, I thought we were live. We're not live this week.
Okay. Yeah, to the millions.
That's right. Yeah,
the millions there are, in the world. I think it's billions at this point. Yeah. So they're going to be, all the information is going to be in the description below this video, or, and if you're listening on audio only, it's going to be in the description there, or go to, Ben's Twitter, Big Ben 7, or at Football with Ben on Instagram. Stay up to date because we would love to see you guys come through.
If you happen, I just thought of this.
Yeah.
If you happen to win one of the raffle tickets and you come, whether you're the one that drew or the plus one, if you wear your Crocs, I'll sign them.
Dude, there's no chance that anybody's wearing any other shoe now. There's zero chance.
Yeah, I'll sign the Crocs. I can ask the guests if they want to sign them too, but yeah. I'll sign your Crocs.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I got to buy a pair of Crocs. No, I'm not going to do it. I'm holding out. Holding out for them. I'm holding out. So, well, we appreciate you guys listening. Like I said, there's going to be more information and all this exciting stuff that we're doing. Make sure you guys stay plugged into these channels. And yeah, man, next time, face to face.
Looking forward to it. Congrats, Steelers. Good win. See y'all soon. Get the tickets, 412 Food Rescue. thank you to everybody who watches, all you fans. Love you.